Hey, everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. I am here with my co-host, JC, who is the technology magician behind the scenes there, firefighting as we speak. How's it going, JC?
It's going all right. You know, disaster recovery and continuity of operations is a key thing to make sure that you have. And I've got everything in redundancy. But when the fire hits the fan, sometimes you got to work quick. And it's a blessing when you've got a great co-host like Wendy Sellers to hold it down while you troubleshoot some recent upgrade problems with softwares. Technology, it'll get the better of you if you're not ready.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. So we're going to be talking about entrepreneurship today, and technology is the bane of our existence, and then we can't live without it. So we are here today with Jessica Millhiser, helping entrepreneurs build better business. So, hey, Jessica, how you doing? And where are you calling in from?
Hey, Wendy. Happy to be here. I'm outside of Denver in Colorado.
Sweet. So we've got the United States kind of covered here between Florida, New York, Colorado. Now, I want to just kind of head and jump right in. You know, you are a speaker, an operations consultant. So, of course, you're used to dealing with last minute changes and pivot. Mm-hmm. You are a strategist for hiring, which everybody needs these days. And I think an overall rock star who helps businesses build or in some cases solidify their business foundation. So tell people about, you know, how the heck you got here as a consultant.
That's such a funny question, because if you'd asked me 3 years ago if I would be an entrepreneur, I would have laughed in your face. But here we are. It was sort of an organic development due to COVID. I was working as a director of operations for a swim school in Los Angeles, and then the pandemic happened, and then my husband got laid off, and then he got a job in Denver. And so all these kind of big life events happened in a series of like 4 to 6 months. And so I was trying to figure out how to still work remotely, how to still make money. And the swim school that I was working for, one of the main instructors actually broke off to do her own thing, to run her own business. She reaches out to me and she's like, hey, Jess, I'm doing this thing, but I don't know how to run a business. Can you help me? And I was like, whoa, okay. I feel like in that moment, JMC was born. And so I kind of just rolled with it, because I was like, maybe there's a need. Maybe people need help running businesses or operations or hiring and all of that kind of internal structure that not everybody really knows or understands how to do well.
Yeah, I would definitely say, you know, just as every 6 months goes by, things change, especially with hiring, right? Yes. Especially since 2020, hiring has been completely different. And if you were a manager or business owner or an entrepreneur before 2020, and you think you've got to figure it out, now you have to change everything. And then there's all these laws that just keep happening too, depending on what state you're hiring in or where your candidates are from, that, you know, it seems like there's so many rules now and laws, actual laws about what you could put in a job ad, what you can't, what you can ask, what you can't. And I, for one, think it's amazing, but it is completely overwhelming for the average person.
Yes, totally. Especially if they're kind of newer to business, if they're like used to performing specific roles and functions, and now they're taking on the entrepreneur or business owner hat, that's a totally different ballgame. So yeah, so definitely lots of ins and outs with that. And really my specialty is internal structure. So think business identity, processes and procedures, documentation, workflow, productivity. And then I do help with the hiring side, like the hiring strategy. Like, to be clear, I am not a legal HR gal, but I know how to build out these manuals to get you from point A to point B so that you have a solid plan and path for how to fill the right person in the right seat. And then I have my HR gal take a look at the manuals and be like, tell me what we need to change, make sure we're compliant and all that stuff. So
yeah, it is so true, because if you're just winging it, you're going to get yourself in trouble these days. Winging it is 10 years ago.
Yes.
First of all, it's incredibly expensive to wing it and to risk not only a loss of an employee or a candidate, a customer, but it is even more risky to risk getting sued. And the EEOC is all over companies, you know, if they're asking the wrong questions in interviews or discriminating intentionally or unintentionally. So do you have any, you know, maybe top two or three pieces of advice of somebody who's savvy in business, but it's their first entrepreneurship opportunity. It's their first go around of being the boss, the owner, even if they're just a company of one or maybe a company of a couple people.
Yeah. So one thing I would say is have a really strong business identity. So really be comfortable and confident in who you are, what you're about, and where you're going as a business, because that will guide you. That will help you understand what to spend your time and energy on, what to say yes and no to, and have a plan and path for moving your business forward. Number two, I would say document your stuff. Like, yes, if you're a solopreneur, you're like, it's in my head, I don't need to document it. I'm like, yes, you do. You need to get it out of your head, because that takes bandwidth. That takes time. You don't want to keep reinventing the wheel, and you want to keep your business consistent and reliable, because that's what keeps people coming back. Documentation helps you do that. So those are the two things I would say for like internal operations. I can also add one for hiring if you want me to jump into
that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So I would say maybe you're a solopreneur and maybe you want to, like, you're thinking about hiring help. What I would say is make a list of all the tasks you want to offload. Make a list of those tasks and then go through and be like, what's documented, what's not documented. So that way, when you do fill that role, whatever that role is, you have the documentation and the resources available to help the training and the onboarding.
I think JC's got some stats on that, actually.
I absolutely do. You know, 97% of organizations have minimal documented processes, and document challenges account for 21.3% of overall productivity loss. And when you think that 61% of self-employed individuals would be potentially satisfied with their achievement if their career ended today, all the more reason to invest in your own documentation and maybe make that pivot. Get yourself ready right from the jump. I think that's where someone like our guest today could help people get started, get off on the right foot, maybe. Am I wrong?
Right. Wouldn't that be cool? I have to tell you a funny story is just probably like towards the end of last year, I brought onto my team a team of virtual assistants, which was the major change in my life. I'm like, oh my goodness, these people know what they're doing and they could do it so much quicker than me. Mm-hmm. But because I've only worked with myself since I've had the HR lady, I have some independent contractors that work with me and stuff, but they just do their own thing. You know, they're here, you're doing the recruiting, you're doing this, you're doing that. But for the most part, I'm a one person show. I have to tell you, just to give them the information, I had to document, you know, the steps. First, you go here, then you go here, then you do this. And oh, it was like just this little thing that I just do by the back of my hand.
Yeah.
It took me half a day to document that for mainly probably because I got interrupted 900 times, but it really did take me like half a day to document. And then they got it just like that. And then there was an error. And I realized it was in my documentation because I probably was multitasking when I was doing the documentation. But, you know, even if you're a one person show, to stick to the document list at a minimum, a checklist, a Google Sheets, an Excel sheet to say step one, step two, step three, step four, because as entrepreneurs, we are now accounting and we're marketing and we're legal and we're HR and we're this and we're that and we're sales too. And there's some things that I only do once in a blue moon. And then I have to reinvent the wheel every time because I don't have that step one, step two, step three. So any words of advice to our entrepreneurs of how to get started with that? Obviously hiring you, but if they were going to do it on their own.
Yes. Outside of working with me, really do like literally make that list, like go through the different functions in your business, my content creation, my admin stuff, my billing and invoicing, whatever, make that list and just tackle one or two processes a week, just slowly build. Like it's the consistency that's key. The documentation aspect of your business is slow. It is tedious. It is time consuming. It is the unsexy part of running a business. However, it is vital for success, for growth, for scalability, and for repeatability. So whether you want to repeat your processes consistently and reliably, or bring somebody else in to repeat these processes, you need that documentation. So just start with a list, tick a couple off a week, and just slowly and surely start working on it.
I love it. Go ahead, JC.
Yeah, I got one. I've been sitting on it for a heartbeat. We've danced around it. You've kind of already talked about it, Jess. When we're thinking about an overall entrepreneur mindset of strategy, it's so key, right? Strategy it can help entrepreneurs make informed decisions and track their progress towards their objectives. And all of that is some of those initial steps from what I've been told about getting yourself off on the right foot with process documentation. So if you could real quick talk to us about devising that strategy. Someone might be an entrepreneur that's been rooted in their ways for a long time. They might need to make a shift. How do we move move that needle from A to B to get into a strategic mindset so that we can move forward with that documentation and more?
I would say carry around a fire extinguisher. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm so mesmerized by your voice, Tracy. It really throws me off. It's such a radio voice. I get lost in it.
That's the sweetest thing anyone said to me today. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. So I guess what I would say really, truly, like, and it sounds really simple and fundamental, but like have a solid business identity, who you are, what you're about, where you're going, mission, vision, values, right? And use that as a tool to make yes or no business decisions, to decide if you do want to grow your team, what that looks like, if you want to stay lifestyle, be brick and mortar, franchise, be a speaker, whatever. But if you have a solid business end game that you're looking at, you can then figure out what your plan and path is for moving that forward. So if you're like, okay, my plan is to hire 2 like virtual assistants, maybe I want to bring on another bookkeeper, maybe I want to have an operations manager at some point, you know that your vision in your business is to scale, is to grow. So then you need to start looking at your business and being like, okay, what am I offloading? What roles am I going to eventually need to hire for? What resources will they need? And how am I going to emphasize and create team culture and accountability?
You said resources, and that rings true in my head. In 2023, 94% of companies use cloud services. And as of 2022, over 60% of corporate data is in the cloud. Believe it or not, many entrepreneurs are solopreneurs. I think that's the term we're using, right?
Yes.
Are they effectively using cloud services? Is that something that you see people needing to adopt still?
It really depends. Like, I work with clients. Some of them are solely focused in Google Drive. Some of them use like various CRMs, various project management platforms. I don't have an opinion necessarily either way. I think whatever is going to keep everyone in the loop, keep everything consistent, keep everything organized and in flow, then that is the tool that you use. And if that means you're in Google Drive, then that means you're in Google Drive and you create like a master folder and then multiple folders within that master folder, and you give access out as appropriate to whoever may need access. Because that's the thing you have to be careful of, is who has access to what, so that it's not a liability.
So just like a card catalog, index cards, that would still be okay? Kind of, well, I mean, depending,
well,
right?
I mean, probably not that. We're going to be outsourcing a long time. But digital is the way to go. I mean, I do have a filing cabinet still, but all of my work is in the cloud too. And it's just, it's easy and it's efficient and it's useful. So I think whatever is easy and simple is what you should go with.
Yeah.
But make sure that you have parameters,
right? Structure and consistency. Structure. And yes, and this is important to train your people and even train yourself, like I just mentioned here. Well, yeah. I think this is all such valuable information. There was a survey that in 2021 that 24 million Americans during a pandemic wanted to create their own business, but faced obstacles. So this is where someone like Jessica comes in. I could come in and help you on the HR side once you have employees. But before you get employees, even if it's just one person who happens to be your child, yes, make sure you have processes and structure so that we get, you know, can get things done, make money, have fun, let our people go home and enjoy their weekend if you're not working on the weekend. And then above all, make sure that we're in business for next year. So for with that said, Jessica, how can people find you after today's podcast?
Yeah, my website is jmillsconsulting.com. I'm super active on LinkedIn under Jessica Millhiser and Instagram under jmills_consulting. Would love to connect. My consultation is always free, so we can always just have a conversation, see where you're at, see what's going on. Yeah, would love to connect.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for this information and making it seem a little less scary to open a business. And thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope this information has been helpful. Thanks for joining us. Take care.
Thank you.